Paul, you get through 2 days and you'll wake up tomorrow with your first preseason game. You got a long ways to go, I know, but did you get some stuff accomplished this weekend that you wanted to?
Yeah, if you look at the three zones on the ice and you say there's an offensive, defensive part to each zone where you want to cover one thing, we worked on four of them over the first 2 days. We'll do a little video on it tomorrow. But we'll put actually a fairly veteran group on the ice tomorrow. So they should know the basic structure of a lot of the things. The main part of our first two games was the skill of defending and some of the offensive zone ideas that we run in terms of cutbacks and controlling the puck. So puck control offensively and defensive hockey with keeping your stick down and not taking penalties. We didn't go up and down the ice with much flow. You know, we didn't snap the puck around. It wasn't about loosening the hands up at all. So may not be as smooth as, but both teams will be, you know, both teams come into this game having practices they would never have in the regular season and expect their team to play, but that's training camp.
What's your mindset on setting your rosters now? How do you do that, especially with 3 games and 4 days starting tomorrow?
So I'll look at it, actually, the first four is 2 home and 2 on the road. And I want to start getting almost off special teams, so you want to be able to play a power play where they can start touching the puck a little bit, so those players have to be in the lineup and you build the lines around. I want to get the veteran players a certain number of games, you know, 4 is the number, to 4 to 5 on most of them. Some guys will get in a little bit more. We've got guys who came in off injuries that'll keep out of the first game. I wanted to get them in through 3 or 4 days of training. So really right now I've talked about all veteran ideas, and that's primary one, is to get your team ready for Toronto. And then it's about filling in and giving the young guys a chance to, you know, we do have a lot of competition for slot 8 through 12 and getting those guys some games.
What's the most important thing a bubble player can show during the preseason? What would you be looking for?
That he's consistent with who he is. You know, so what is it that you're selling to our team that you do? So a role player means just that. There's a certain role that we're looking for. 5-on-5, everybody plays the same game, but if you're a penalty killer or your power play in that role, you know, can you excel? Are you better than the next guy in that role?
Any chance of us knowing who's going to start tomorrow, and would that guy play 60?
No, you know what, and I'm not trying to hide it from you. I still haven't had my last meeting with our therapist. So once I get that, he'll go through the whole team and we'll find out who's healthy. So if I tell you that now and I get in there and he says, you know, his back's a little tight, I'm pulling him out. And then I've lied to you unintentionally. So I'd like to keep the intentional ones for later in the regular season. but I'll know later in the afternoon. And this is really where you got to develop a relationship with Brownie here. He can be bought with chicken wings, I hear.
Is your preference to play a guy 60 and then the split? We've seen this kind of before.
So yeah, I think one of the first guys that was going to 60 minutes on the goalies, because the goalies, some guys didn't like it. They just didn't like, the guys I had didn't want to come to the rink knowing he's got to be ready for 30 minutes. They didn't like that. So we started running full games, and I think they liked that. But later, if a guy's going and he's feeling good and we've talked before and he wants the 60, then I'll leave him. If he's saying he doesn't care and there's going to be so much sloppy play out there that you figure he's had enough work that you might pull him. I'll leave that door open.
You touched on the defense earlier in the week. I mean, what's going to be a happy medium for Dustin in terms of minutes, or will that evolve over time? But if you have 6 healthy D, what's his magic number?
We got 6 healthy D. Everybody wants more than 20. It just doesn't work that way, right? You look at Tyler Myers, first 2 days, he looks like he could play 40 minutes. He looks strong. So the first thing that, you know, Buff filled in on the PK. It wasn't something that he was in my office asking for. So those minutes get to disappear a little bit. So under 25 for all of them. So somewhere between 18 to 23 is if we're rolling. If it's a... I wouldn't look at the exhibition and get any feeling, because I'm going to run the bench far more even. But if you watch the there were 13 minor penalties through 2 periods yesterday, so they're really laying down the law, it looks like. So there's going to be a lot of special teams. So just over 20. I could have said that really fast right at the start.
Appreciate the expansive
yeah.
answer. What are you looking for from him this year in terms of, you know, what he brings to the table? I mean, what are your expectations for him?
I'd like him to be part of that group that plays. They all have an offensive gift, right? I think all those guys can make plays. I'd like them to build the same patience. What I want out of Dustin Byfuglien, and when you write this, this is not a statement of Dustin. It's for all the entire team to show some real confidence and some real patience in our ability to score goals. That if we do the other parts and we're patient in the game, that doesn't mean sitting back and that doesn't mean casual. I mean, we won't play a hard game and be on the puck. But put ourselves in a position that we don't have to chase the game. So you've got probably Blake Wheeler, Scheif, and Dustin Buff on our captains want to win real bad, right? And Buff's getting older, and Blake, they want to win that night real bad. So you get down a goal, they're looking to get this thing back to even. You get down two, and we're chasing the game. It's on for him. So he goes to full offensive mode. It's what I think Tyler Myers did for a lot of years in Buffalo, right? They're chasing the game an awful lot. So we want to put all our back end in a position that is just confident, safe game. It's not confident, smart game. Pick your spots where you can let that talent go.
What's the next step you'd like to see Adam Lowry take this year?
I'd like them to see him two steps. I'd like him to continue to get better defensively, a stronger man. He's more powerful on the walls. You know, he separates guys from the pucks. He's turning into that grinder. He's a different kind of guy in terms of offense. And he reminds me, and it's a different stuff, he reminds me of Adam Graves. I know that's an older player, but I grew up with him, and he scored 50 in the NHL. He doesn't score graceful goals. Gravy never did. He said 30 were in front of the net, 10 off his ass, and the other ones were too ugly to mention. Adam, I think, can develop an offensive game that's not a dangle game, right? Get to the front of the net. So I'd like to see that come. And it may not be in terms of what we ask him to do, but in terms of the wingers that he plays with.
You mentioned Buff and his patience. Is his patience getting better as each year goes by?
Well, in the second half of last year, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? You see this with every player, especially defensemen that sign a big contract, they come out and they want to justify it, right? And they do more with the puck than they need to do. But I thought in the second half of last year, especially, he's really settled into a patient game.
When a player does sign a contract, a lucrative contract, do you have conversations with about them, try not to do too much, or do you let the season evolve first before you have conversations?
Defensemen and young players.
Okay.
Older forwards, no. Right? They're settled into their game. Young players are trying to justify it, and defensemen especially. My experience was the defensemen that we had who got big numbers, they were offensive guys, hence the big numbers. And then they wanted to shoot it through the back of the net every time they got. So I talked to those guys about it.
You've got a lot of options, and you talked about last year how Dustin came up to you and said he wanted to play with Josh. I mean, how are you going to pick a partner for Dustin this year?
I like the way Josh and Jake started to develop. We'll roll all these guys around. We're still learning about Dimitri. We 2 days ago, there were things we didn't know about Tyler Myers. So it's kind of up in the air with that, and I think we'll move them around. I think they're all going to be a bit interchangeable there.